guys, welcome back to another week of Oddtastic, Comedian's Guide to Autism. I'm one of the hosts, and my name is Kirk.
Your name's Kirk Smith, actually. My name's Graham K. Comedian's Guide to Autism. We don't have autism. My brother does, his son does, and we're trying to figure it out. That's the intro.
You nailed it. Nailed it, Graham.
Thanks, man. Thanks, buddy. How's JJ doing? How's your son?
JJ's good. We had a birthday. He's 21. I can't believe.
When was his birthday?
Tuesday. Let me think. What day is today? No.
Today's Friday.
Tuesday.
We're recording this on a Friday. We're releasing this on a Monday.
Yep. Tuesday. 21.
Wow. Congrats. And, happy birthday, JJ.
Super, super bittersweet for me. Wasn't there. I left him a bunch of stuff. I'd sent over a lot of gifts. That's what fathers do.
Yes.
And they show their love through purchases and clothes. And he had cake. And one of his cousins, one of his mom's cousins, took him out to a little shindig. That was cool. And one of his favorite burger places. He had a lot of burgers and fries. I saw the pictures on the old Facebook. Actually, I might post them on my Insta, guys. Follow my Insta. I'll post them tonight. And
at Kirk Smith Comedy.
Kirk Smith Comedy.
Yeah.
And then I'm going to see him in a couple weeks. So I'm excited. Right immediately after Christmas. I think 26th, I think I'm out there. Something like that.
Do you think he realizes it's his birthday?
I don't know how to explain this, but he clearly knows something's happening because it's about him and it's cake. And so, I mean, you know, it only happens a couple times a year. It's Christmas and birthday where you get the cake and the
burgers and
party
fries.
And the burgers and fries. And they usually a new laptop. And new phone.
What's happening with his laptop situation?
Still breaking them.
Yeah.
Still destroying them.
So you, a year ago or year so, you got like the indestructible Toshiba, whatever.
One of our kind friends offered to purchase a indestructible
one
Toshiba.
One of our autastic listeners.
Mm-hmm. And so I got him a refurbished one because it was even the refurbished one was like $700, $800. I can't remember what it was exactly. And still broke it. And those ding-dongs would not refund it because I don't understand the logic behind it. I can't defend it, so I can't understand it. But they would not stand behind the product. And I bought the insurance.
Mm-hmm.
So I was very upset about that, too. So now what I've done, but that happens. Sometimes you win some, you lose some, Graham. Mm-hmm. Now what I've done is I have transitioned over to these Chromebooks, which is
like $100 or
yep,
something?
Yep, $150, but you get them on special for $100.
Okay.
And he's tearing through them, but it's $100.
How long do they last?
About 3 months.
Okay.
Off and on. I mean, that's an average, but I mean, they've lasted up to 6. It just depends, you know, how rough he's on. But, and then sometimes I can find an entry level, you know, Windows computer. He's on YouTube, basically. He's not doing SQL Server programming or
no,
not running the database.
VeggieTales.
So doesn't matter. Yeah. It's not running Linux on these things. So, yeah, it's mostly cartoons, and sometimes he'll do some Google searches for pizza or other computers. He's cheating on his computer with another computer. But
okay, so
that's where we're at.
That's what you were doing before, and I realized I never asked you what you were doing after the Toshiba incident. But okay, well you found a solution.
Yeah, it's not ideal. I mean, the big plus that's happened is technology has gotten a lot cheaper because, it wasn't that long ago, 10 years ago, that computers were $400, $300, and that was, you know, $300 from, you know, 2000, which, you know, inflation works. So, yeah, the fact that you can get something for $120 or something that's manageable is
great.
Yeah,
don't get him new MacBook Pros.
No, we're not doing that.
No, $1,200.
He's not running GarageBand on that thing.
No.
He's running internet searches, and the phones are working pretty good. Same thing. We're doing this is an insider tip, guys. If you have a small child who likes the videos, so you'd be tempted to do a pricey MP3 player, which could cost you a couple $100 if it's a nice, you know, little iPod Touch. Well, the insider's the insider scoop is you could also get a prepaid phone from T-Mobile or AT&T or something like that, that's $40. That's, you know, that has a screen. What's it called? It's a smartphone.
Mm-hmm.
And he could also download a YouTube app on that and watch his videos on that. And then when that breaks, because he drops it in the toilet or whatever, it's $40 and you buy him a new one and you don't cry and physically makes a knot in your stomach. I remember sometimes when we were little, he would destroy stuff so fast, and I just didn't have the money to replace it. And then you're just in a pickle. I was talking to a friend of mine, I was telling you off air, that she was like, I'm taking a big job cut, and I don't know how I could live on $80,000 a year. And I hard to tell her, like, I've lived on much less than that with the four of us. But
he's like she's getting paid. How do you live off 80? And I'm like, oh, okay, well, I'd like to know. And you're like, man, I've had the four of us with 50 at one point in my life.
It was a while ago, but still, I wasn't making any money. Yeah. And she couldn't work because he was like so much work at the time. Yeah, I remember I took some side things. I think at one time I took a vacation week and painted the house because that was like another grand.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you're trying to figure it out. Kids, man, expensive little propositions.
Take a vacation week to paint a house.
Isn't that crazy? Take a vacation week to get another job.
To get a harder job.
I did it.
Yeah.
I'm not above it. I would do it again.
Well, for sure. You got to do what you got to do. So my brother, Peter, is... I had a really interesting, fun, random thing happen. I was working at a club in Canada this past weekend, and then there was a huge snowstorm. I was in London, Ontario, which is like southern Ontario.
I've done that club. It's a nice club, actually.
Yeah, it's not bad. And then all the flights were canceled. I was supposed to fly back to New York. And then they go, the only way we can get you back is if you stay here another night in London, which means I'd have to pay for a hotel. Or we can route you through Ottawa, and you have to sleep in Ottawa, and then there's a flight that leaves at 6 a.m.
That's great.
I was like, I'll go to Ottawa. And it was I landed at like 5 p.m., 5:30 p.m., and my dad and my brother pick me up from the airport. I go down the escalator, and my brother's just waving. He's like, there he is. And he had made friends. My dad was just like letting outside with the car, letting the car idle. And I sent my brother in, and he's like, there he is. And he had already made friends with these two people. And I come down the escalator, he's like chatting to them, and I could see them smiling. Like they completely understood what was happening. They're talking to a special person, you know. And it was just fun to see the joy, like the happiness that he brought to them. Like they were like, it's just really interesting to see how he makes people, like, you know, they're probably having a stressful travel day or whatever, and he just makes people happy.
It's like a super skill. It's like a superpower.
Yeah. And then he's like, there he is. And he starts waving, and they were like,
it's kind of like what comedians
smiling.
Do.
Yeah. I guess. Yeah. And then, you know, I show up and I go, you make some friends, Pete? And he's like, yeah, we're having a nice chit-chat, you know? And then they were like, Merry Christmas. I was like, yeah, you too, guys. And then my dad wasn't there. And he
wasn't there, forgot about you guys? Yeah.
Well, he's parked, I don't know,
okay,
doing dad stuff. And I was like, where are you? It's cold. Ottawa's cold.
I'm saving a nickel. I parked down by the library for free.
Anyway,
like,
now,
what?
But then we had like a nice chicken dinner with the family.
Love it.
Peter came over for dinner. It was Sunday. We you know, Peter always comes over to my parents' house for Sunday dinner anyway. So it was great. It was really nice. And then I woke up at 4 o'clock in the morning. And
it's a Christmas miracle.
My dad woke up and drove me back to the airport.
Such a dad thing to do.
I was like, you know, I'll take an Uber. He's like, nope, it's fine. I'm like, probably going to wake up in half an hour anyway. 70 years old.
Yeah, I don't know how I'm going to feel about that, where you stop sleeping, right?
Yeah, you just take a bunch of whizzes.
Yeah, you got to get like a pee. I already
seven,
do all that. But,
seven pees. Get a half hour nap between pees. That's my dad's sleep. Not a lot of REM happening. But he's it was really sweet. It was really, really nice. Didn't have to buy a hotel also.
Ooh.
Yeah.
That's a big plus.
Slept in my mom's office, spare bedroom. So
your old bedroom? He's like, I used to be a poster on the wall here.
Yeah.
Oh, that's funny.
I had so many posters. Remember those days.
Do people do posters now? Kids still do posters?
I wonder if they do posters.
Do you need a poster if you can just look at it on your phone?
I guess. Yeah. I wonder, huh? That's a good point. But you kind of just have bare walls, like you do.
Like I do. It's like coming to an insane asylum, you told me.
Yeah, I felt like I was going to a hospital. Bare walls.
It's very crisp.
Studio apartment, bare walls, mattress. It was a bed. You had a bed.
Oh, I definitely had a bed.
Yeah.
I'm not to brag, but I like to sleep. I like to sleep.
No, but you had like a bed frame. It wasn't just a mattress on the floor.
Oh, yeah.
And I think all of our friends, we had a intervention with you. And we were like, listen, man, here's a plant.
I did get a plant. Alex Nussbaum gave me a plant.
Yeah, he gave you a
giant tree.
He gave you it's way too. He's like, this won't fit in my apartment. His apartment is three times the size of yours.
Oh, no,
maybe
so
this
great.
Guy who lives in a studio will take my tree.
I missed that tree. Guess what, though? When I moved back, he wanted it back. He's like, I can plant it outside now. It's so big.
He planted it outside?
He put it outside, yeah. It got big. It's big, man. It's bigger than me.
He planted it outside in his building?
Yeah, behind the, I don't know if you remember where he lives.
Yeah.
Yeah, in the back. He's like, I'm putting it outside, yeah. Oh, I'll text him.
Oh, good. Like, not in the ground. He just, in a pot.
No, in the pot. He put it in a bigger pot and put it outside, yeah.
Oh, that's nice.
Because they have, back behind the laundry, they've got all those plants out there. I don't know if you remember, but they've got, yeah.
Yeah, it's nice out there.
It's really nice.
Yeah. Good for him. Anyway.
Got really off topic.
We got really off topic here. Sometimes we do this podcast and we just start, we forget we're being recorded and we just start having a conversation.
Yeah, right.
So it was really good to see Peter. He's doing very well. No real like huge in the news for me to report, which is always good. When I was back there, he was like, yeah, Mike's having lunch with me. So, that's my high school friend that randomly has lunch with him. And I think it's just.
Are you going home for Christmas? Thing. You guys going to see him for Christmas?
Yeah, it's great. I moving back to New York, one of the reasons is because I wanted to see Peter more because I was living in LA before this.
Right.
And it just was so far away. And just like that's happened twice this year where I've had layovers in Ottawa and I've had either lunch or a dinner with my family.
Yeah.
And it's like, and then added to the other times I see them, I'll be back for Christmas for 10 days and. It'll be good. It'll be really good to hang out for that long. We always go see Star Wars, and every year we do a Star Wars review with Peter on this podcast.
Did you get him his presents yet? Have you gotten?
I got him for the first year in a long time. I got him everything he wanted. So just a quick refresher. If you're a new listener, he likes these vintage. Like a long time ago at a garage sale, I bought him a vintage Star Wars toy from a discontinued toy. Line of Star Wars toys, but on the back of the box it had pictures of other toys, so I had to go on eBay and buy the other toys, and they're all getting older and more expensive each year and harder to find, and they're always in their original packaging, and then he gets them for Christmas and his birthday for the past 15 years. His collection's insane, and he rips them open.
That's my favorite part. They just rips it. Some nerd's been taking care of this box for
20 years
and he tears into it like it's Kleenex.
Yeah, 25 years. And it's and so I spent like $250 on these stupid like spaceships that he's gonna rip apart and devalue. But he keeps the boxes for the spaceships. That's good.
Nice.
And so there it's like the thing is like $60, then shipping is $50, then international bringing them across a border
duty.
Is another duties. Yeah, that's the word. $25. He's just like, yeah, geez. And so anyway, I was like, I never get him everything. And he's always, thank you, but I really wish I had it. And this year I just got him everything. I was like, screw it. I'm going to get you everything. And so when he's gonna be like, yeah. So what he did is he broke a little plastic lightsaber for Luke Skywalker, and the only way he can get one is to buy a whole new Luke Skywalker.
Oh, no.
So I had to buy a whole... He's like, well, that's good. I'll keep another one in storage just in case. Just in case what? We glued it back together, and he didn't like it, and last Christmas, because I didn't want to buy him a new one. I was like, it's $40. I'll just glue it back together. It's a little plastic thing. And it wasn't perfect. It was kind of bent, a little lightsaber, and he was just like, no. And it did look kind of crap. But, so...
He's going to be happy.
He's going to be happy.
He's going to be happy, Peter.
It's the best. Happy Peter is the best, Pete. He's
is he watching
happy.
The Mandalorian? Is he going to watch that with you over Christmas?
My friend was like, ask him if he, what about the Mandalorian? And I was like, Peter, you excited about the Mandalorian? He's like, what's that? And I was like, it's this. And he's like, so?
Like, the saga's complete.
His whole thing is the saga's complete. And I bring him out to these Star Wars movies every year, at these new ones that are coming out. And it's mainly for me. I need someone to go with. And he's like, yeah, whatever, dude. The saga's complete. You can have your fun with these dumb movies. But I don't know. Maybe I'll get Disney Plus and then...
Send us your Disney Plus passwords so yeah. We can watch it and review it.
Yeah. Yeah. So we can review it. That's it. With my brother. No, it's for the podcast.
It's
guys.
Not because I'm too cheap to get Disney Plus. It's because I need to review it for this podcast. Yeah, shoot, while we're on it, you could send me your HBO Plus passwords too.
Yeah.
Should we do the news?
For research. Let's do in the news.
We're begging for people's passwords. All right, so let's do the. Should we do the serious one first or the heartful? Let's do the serious one first, right?
Let's do the serious one.
You want to read the first one or the second one?
I'll read the. Let me see. Let me do my hand.
You want to read the science or the bicycle?
I'll read the science, buddy.
Okay, great. Okay. USA Today, baby.
So this is in USA Today, and the title is "An Important Piece of the Puzzle: Scientists Discover Why Gene Mutations Lead to Autism" by Jorge L. Ortiz. Pretty good, huh?
Jorjito. Yeah, George.
Okay.
A little Spanish
showing
for George. Ortiz.
The search for reasons behind intellectual disabilities and autism in children has just advanced by a significant step. Scientists at Northwestern University have discovered why these conditions develop in the nascent brain, raising hopes that better treatment for them can be found. The researchers determined mutations in a gene called USP9X. Remember P90X?
I do remember that.
Lead to the brain growing fewer synapses. That's when the little firing.
Little neural pathway, little electrical surges.
The junctions between two neurons idiots. That transmit and receive electrical signals. Yeah, we were right.
Two idiots talking about science is going to be brutal. Right, continue.
We're sorry. You should be chewing gum in the background.
It's for the electricity. We need a laser beam.
Okay. The results in decreased communication between the brain cells, which is critical for learning. That results. Okay. Children with the mutation not only show developmental delays and difficulty learning, but also heightened anxiety and hyperactivity. We have solved an important piece of the puzzle in understanding how this mutation causes intellectual disabilities and mental illness, said Peter Penzies, director of the Center for Autism and Neurodevelopment at Northwestern's Medical School and lead author of the paper on the subject that we published Thursday in the journal Neuron. I bet you a bunch of smart people subscribe to that journal.
You want to subscribe to Sports Illustrated or the Journal Neuron? That Journal Neuron, obviously. Don't be an idiot.
Well, I'm just going to, So, all the rest of the article is stuff you guys already know. It's also been linked to cancer, the USP9X, which has drawn interest of drug makers. That might provide a leg up on finding new ways to treat neurodevelopmental disorders that include not only ASD and intellectual disability, but also schizophrenia and bipolar disorder. We will start by searching byproducts of recent cancer drug screens, Penzies said. This could be a shortcut to finding out a drug for some patients. And that's it. What do you think, pal?
I like it. All these things that... This is the easiest version of this article we could find, by the way. This is in the USA Today. So
yeah. It's eighth grade reading level. No, I think it's like sixth grade, whatever they say.
I know that we cover a lot of science sometimes.
It's the Applebee's menu of newspapers. A lot of pictures.
Applebee's, we're available if you want to sponsor us. We're not too good to eat there, for sure. But I do think it's important that all these little baby steps that point the way, and I've said this before, but I feel like we're in the really early stages of autism. People are going to look back in 50 years and some of the stuff's going to be right on, and some of the stuff's going to be like, I can't believe they thought bloodletting worked.
Yeah, I was going to say that we're in the bloodletting stage of
Using leeches.
Yeah.
But
that still works, though.
How does that work?
I don't know. It creates blood flow. They put leeches on you. Like, real doctors will do that.
I thought they put leeches on you. Okay, we should probably. I don't know what I'm talking about, but I don't think it works for, like, they used to be like, your blood's hot. Let's take some blood out of you. I don't think that's.
Well, I think that's different.
If you have cancer, I don't think taking some blood out is going to help you.
Bloodletting and leeches are two different things.
All right, that's true.
I don't know. Look, who cares?
Usually
anyway.
They start the leech to let the blood flow. They take the leech off because the leech secretes this thing that doesn't let your blood clot up, right? So it's an anti-hemoglobin or something. You take the leech off, then you bleed it. Okay, whatever. It doesn't matter. You're right. I could be wrong.
I don't know, man. I'm just saying what I saw, but it doesn't matter. Anyway, so we're trucking along. I don't know. And getting closer to a world where...
We're making progress. Yeah, I just traveled all night, so I'm a little extra grumpy. Well, we got the sirens back.
Yeah. I live in Bed-Stuy, Brooklyn, and... A lot of sirens in this neighborhood.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what it says in the Yelp reviews. It's not for sirens.
Yeah. You like sirens?
You
like
love
things
this place.
Going wrong around you? But hey, actually, this neighborhood's actually beautiful. I will say that.
This apartment is definitely beautiful. Love this apartment. I should tell the readers that you have like this little bit of listeners, you have this little overhang loft area that you used to do pull-ups on until I told you that you were going to tear your roof out.
Yeah, because I was so close to it, I couldn't see the whole thing bending. And he was like, I started doing them. He's like, no. I mean, it would have been very expensive to fix. Would have lost my deposit.
And you still didn't believe me until I did pull-ups on it. And you're like, oh, it is bending.
Quite a bit. And I weigh more than you.
All right, should we get to, speaking of athleticism, let's get to the second article.
Yeah.
This is in Wisconsin on Care 11, and this is more of a feel-good. This one really...
The
pictures are so cute. If you want to Google it, Google Care 11, K-A-R-E 11.
Should we just post it on the Facebook?
And we'll post it on the Facebook,
just
too.
Just drive traffic to our Facebook.
Man with autism stunned when community buys him a new bike. Ty Birch... can't drive because of his autism. When his bike broke down, River Falls rallied in a familiar way. River Falls sounds like a city that was in It's a Wonderful Life that they're going to play here starting... Oh, no, Bedford Falls. That's what that was.
Yeah.
That's close.
Same.
River Falls was Wisconsin.
They both sound like nice, quaint towns.
Does sound like a nice,
and you know what?
Town.
I think this one is.
I bet it is.
Yeah.
When he's gripping his handlebars of his three-wheeled bike, one of the best parts of Ty Birch is occupied. It's best to wait for him to stop. That's when Ty can free up his waving hand. Waving and biking, Ty does both passionately. That's what I'm most good at, Ty says, with his daily rides around town. And then they have the cutest picture ever of this giant man waving. Very cute.
Yeah.
Jenny Edwards, Ty's mom, agrees. He loves riding his bike, and he just likes to go. That's why Jenny's heart is so full. Her 20-year-old son is back on his bike for the first time in months, thanks to the community through which Ty rides. And a fund named for Francis Johnson, another avid River Falls biker. River Falls Police Chief Gordon Young can tell you about Ty's bike woes. I was just sitting in my office and the phone rings, Chief Young says. The caller, a retired police chief from another town, had just seen the young man struggling while trying to ride a broken bike. Ty remembers that day too. I felt like I was about to tip over and fall, he said. The frame of Ty's two-year-old $1,400 bike had broken. I'm guessing because it's a three-wheeler, it's like you're not buying these at Walmart,
yeah.
You know, stock. Ty's mom also felt her heart breaking. Just to see him so upset, said Jenny, knowing what the bike had meant to Ty.
Independence.
Right, independence. And yeah. Probably a little bit like Peter's thing with the lightsaber. It's like crooked and it's not right. It's not correct.
Right. Yeah, absolutely.
After Ty was diagnosed with autism, biking became the one thing he could make his own. I think that just kind of escaping from everything, Jenny said. I felt like I was failing as a parent because I'm like, I need to buy a new bike, but that's a big purchase. Yeah, if it's $1,400, that's a lot. I bought a motorcycle for less than that, I think, one time.
Yeah.
Anyway, fortunately, River Falls had been down this road before. Francis Johnson, a food service worker at UW Rivers Falls, had worn his bike out too. And Elisa's Coop, one of Francis' coworkers, organized the effort to buy Francis a new bike. There's video showing Elisa surprising Francis at work and then him driving to his local bike shop to pick up his new ride. It was the bike on which Francis had ridden for 10 months when he suffered a heart aneurysm and died. who's actually coming to work when he passed away. The loss of her friend inspired Elise, and she decided to give the community what Francis would have wanted to give to others. It's called the Francis Memorial Fund, Elise proudly says. It's a fund that paid for the bike that now sits at the rack at Dick's Fresh Market, the bike Ken Phillips rides to work to the grocery store. My doctor won't let me drive until he says it's okay because I've already had two strokes, said Ken. He didn't grow up in River Falls, but okay, you're getting off the subject here. Let's go to the next part. Here we go. Let's get back to Ty. These are some of the same people that heard about Ty's broken bike and summoned him to the police station. Ooh, ominous. Speaking of police station, if you can hear those sirens.
Yeah. Come on, guys. Jeez. Brooklyn, get it together.
Here we go. When Ty entered, the assembled crowd yelled... I really hope you guys can hear these sirens. If not, it's just me pausing awkwardly every time I hear them.
Yeah, just go.
All right. When Ty entered, the assembled crowd yelled, surprise! There, before Ty, was a brand new three-wheeled bike purchased from the funds from the Francis Johnson Memorial Fund. Mouth wide open and eyes wide.
The picture, they have a picture taken of when he opens the door and sees the bike for the first time. It's so cute. And good for this small town.
Good for this.
It's a wonderful life.
Mouth-wide, he wondered if he was being punked. Chief Young assured him that he was not. And then, in the words of Ty's mother, away he went. Jenny Edwards couldn't help but smile. He rode home by himself and hasn't stopped since. When asked about the gift, Chief Young said simply, it's what we do here. Autism put restrictions on Ty. The community is helping take them off. And it shows a picture of him. He's a big man. And he's on a three-wheeled bike, but like a three-wheeler for like a grown person.
It's good exercise.
I like to ride because it makes me feel like I'm free and I can do whatever I want, he says. He pedals slowly down a main street sidewalk. If the mood hits him, he'll stop and wave, but only for a minute. Ty's road is wide open. Cutest.
Yeah, he said he likes to wave, right?
It's like, yeah, stop and wave. It shows the picture of him like looking at the bike and how excited he is.
Yeah.
Man, am I going to cry again?
Yeah.
Jeez Louise.
That's so nice.
What's happening to me, guys?
Yep. Your cold heart is warming up. Yeah, guys. I think is that another episode, Kirk? Did we do it?
We did it, guys. We appreciate your letters, support. Add me on Instagram. I'd appreciate it. Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter. I'm not really using Twitter, but it's Kirk Smith Comedy. We love getting these articles too. Sometimes people find these articles and send them to us, things that they think we should.
Yeah, if you want to email us or find us on Facebook or Instagram and message us articles and ideas of what to talk about, we're definitely open to it. We appreciate all the feedback as well, and send us letters if you like the podcast, let us know how it's affected you positively. And we'll read them on air. And if it's negatively, we will
just unsubscribe.
Unsubscribe. we honestly, like, the letters we get really help us keep doing it, and we appreciate it. If you'd like to donate some of your hard-earned money, we would also appreciate that. You can do that at www.patreon.com/autastic, patreon.com/autastic, and it is secure, and you can donate one time or each episode. It's all laid out for you, pretty easy, and it all helps, and we appreciate it. But that's that. I'm at Instagram K on Instagram, Mr. Graham K on Twitter. You find me on Facebook. I'm Graham K. Over there is Kirk Smith. He's at Kirk Smith Comedy on all platforms. That's synergy, baby.
What do you got this coming up, Graham? Any shows you want to plug?
I'm going to be in town in New York doing shows, and you can find those shows on my website at grahamkcomedy.com. But I will be doing shows, a brewery tour in Ottawa on the weekend before Christmas.
That's synergy.
That is synergy.
Graham likes two things. Beer and comedy.
I do.
You're in.
I love those things. Lot less beer lately.
Yeah?
Oh, yeah.
I feel like,
yeah,
I don't even know you.
Yeah, it's more about, I want abs.
Trying to polish this turd up?
I want abs, you know? it's time to get, I joined a gym.
Ooh,
for the first time in a decade,
baby.
You know? It's happening, man. It's happening. So, I'm trading some suds for a bike, And 2020. That's I'm gonna be ripped, man.
I think you could do it. You should post that old picture of you when you had abs. Pretty ripped, I'm not gonna lie. Pretty ripped.
Yeah, I was.
You would give me problems.
I drank beer.
Fought.
I drank beer in those days, but I was so young.
20, 22.
I was so young. Like, I worked out. I also worked out 6 days a week for an hour and a half every day. Oh. And so,
I'm gonna be in New York 3 weeks. I should start plugging this now. February 9th through the 22nd, I will be in Australia. I will be mostly at the Sydney Comedy Store, which is the premier comedy club in Sydney,
That's
probably in Australia.
Awesome. Wow.
Come see me. I will also be, I think I'm doing Tasmania. I'll get that date. And one other city. I'm drawing a blank. But mostly I'll be in Sydney, Australia, if you are around.
One day, Kirk will perform comedy on the continental United States.
Tonight, I'm performing in the continental United States, you jerk. Hey, guys, have a great week. You can do it.